number one, say that no longer could a single individual file a claim that causes the entire process to begin. You would have to have 10% of the student's population be able to sign that petition. Number two, it would not now go to the Department of Public Instruction. Instead, it would go to an independent Division of Hearings and Appeals within state government that does these type of things all the time. And lastly, the burden of proof would not be on the school district to defend the mascot. The burden of proof would be on the people who signed the petition to say why it was racist and why it should be replaced. So those three changes, I think, make still the possibility that in a bad circumstance where a mascot was used inappropriately, that still could be overturned. But at the same time, it doesn't do it by just having a simple person complain with a very difficult process to be able to prove their innocence.